From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This is the sound of Polvo. Polvo make music that's largely instrumental, heavy on guitar, and I love the guitar playing. Their music's also fairly driven by the drums, and those drums don't always stay in the standard 4/4 time. And that's what keeps me on my toes when I listen to this band from Chapel Hill. This is Polvo's first studio album in 12 years. It's called In Prism, and this song comes in two parts. It's called Dream Residue, Work. the music of Paavo and a CD called In Prism. Listening to the Danish band Mew, you can tell they have a lot of fun with what they do. They've referred to themselves as a pretentious art rock band. The title of their new album shows their sense of humor and their artful side. Let me take a deep breath so I can say it all. It's called No More Stories Are Told Today, I'm Sorry They Washed Away. No More Stories, The World Is Gray, I'm Tired, Let's Wash Away. The song's called Sometimes Life Ain't Easy.
We'll be right back.
the music of Mew from their fifth studio record. It's called No More Stories Are Told Today. I'm sorry they washed away. No more stories. The world is gray. I'm tired. Let's wash away. Sounds like something from a Dr. Seuss book. We listen to the song Sometimes Life Ain't Easy. A.A. Bondi's second solo album is another good one. He describes it as a radio washed ashore after a shipwreck. When the Devil's Loose is a follow-up to his 2007 record, American Hearts, I first saw him perform at South by Southwest in 2008 as part of NPR's showcase there. And you can hear that concert on our website, nprmusic.org. Sometimes A.A. Bondi's songs are stark and spare, and sometimes they're well-produced, nicely arranged, but they're always a bit spooky. This song's called I Can See the Pines Are Dancing. A.A. Bondi, and that song from his CD, When the Devil's Loose, is called I Can See the Pines Are Dancing. Noah and the Whale is the name of a British band. Their name comes from a favorite film of the band's. The film is called The Squid and the Whale. The director's name is Noah Baumbach. Their second record, called The First Days of Spring, is a pretty slow affair about the ending of a relationship. There's a 50-minute film that accompanies the record. There's also some nice arrangements on this ambitious project. You can hear some of that in this song by Noah and the Whale called Blue Skies.
the broken heart. This is a song for anyone who can't get out of bed. Still in love with you. This is the last song that I write while you're even on my mind. 'Cause it's time to leave those feelings behind. Skies are calming, but I know that it's hard. I don't think that it's the end, but I know we can't keep going. I don't think that it's the end.
The music of Noah and the Whale, their new CD and film is titled The First Days of Spring. The music of Bell Horses was made in London, Berlin, Brooklyn. Recordings of their voices and instruments were emailed to one another. A lot of the music was mixed and arranged in a converted Victorian church by producer and musician Sean Hawkins. The collaboration turned out to be a fairly dreamy affair. Even their name, Bell Horses, has a dreamy quality. It's taken from a children's song about horses passing in the night. The horses were strung with bells so they wouldn't run into one another. The Bell Horses CD is called This Love's Last Time, and the song is called Dust of Us.
Stable and alive, I'll forget. Take the friend I met and tell us some more. Take me on now. Another task by task by.
Bell Horses, the CD is called This Love's Last Time, and the song is called Dust of Us. The record comes out on the 13th of October. Before we play our last song, I wanted to tell you about a few things we have going on and coming up at NPR Music. We've just posted a full concert by M. Ward from a performance at the 930 Club. We've also posted a full concert from Jason Lytle. Jason was a frontman for Granddaddy. His concert was recorded at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. And we're recording and webcasting a show on the 17th with Yolo Tango, and that's at the 930 Club. You can follow what we do on Twitter. Look for All Songs. We have an exclusive first listen by Big Star, and that'll be online till the 15th of September. And we also have a new project from Justin Vernon. The man behind Bon Iver has a new project called Volcano Choir, and you can hear the whole record at npr.org/firstlisten beginning September 15th. On the All Songs Considered blog, we have a poll about how you listen to music. Do you sit and listen? Are you always on the go? Do you have a favorite set of headphones you want to tell us about? Go to the All Songs Considered blog, npr.org/allsongsblog. We end our show with an electronic project by The Field. The Field is the moniker of Swedish musician Axel Wilner. His new CD is a follow-up to a record called From Here We Go Sublime. We featured that in 2007. The new CD has some upbeat club music, but I fell for this atmospheric song called Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime. It's from a CD by The Field called Yesterday and Today. I'm Bob Boylan. Our producer is Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you.